This is Galen Joseph Hunter, and I'm here with Philip Stearns, the artist behind Deluge. Hi, Philip.
How you doing?
So we can hear Deluge in the background. Maybe, where should we start? Can you describe the piece for our listeners?
So the piece appears as a sort of cloud of white LEDs, and it's formed of different strands that kind of represent white noise as a binary number. But altogether, you have a piece, this sound sculpture functions as a way of playing on the poetics, both visual and conceptual, of analog and digital technologies in relationship to the airwaves.
All right, so we've got 35 structures hanging from the ceiling, and at the top of each is an exposed speaker, and there's some circuitry and LED lights that really do emulate rain, both in what the visual appearance is and the sound, I think. So since we're here in the context of the exhibition Transmittal, which is about the airwaves and transmission art, maybe can you elaborate a little bit on your mention of the airwaves?
Right, so I guess to address that, I have to go a little bit into the technical side of the work. Each one of the elements, the speaker is amplifying this white noise, and the white noise is being generated by a very crude, what can be interpreted as an AM receiver. It's basically a single transistor that is open to these very low frequency AM waves. And it's not just any particular AM frequency, it's just kind of a broad collection of that lower band of AM radio that's not used because it's below the licensable spectrum.
Cool. It's accessing an unused portion of the spectrum, so there's not too much in terms of what's happening environmentally on the spectrum that's going to affect how this piece is in a site specificity, right? Is like, would it be the same pretty much anywhere you install it?
It would be similar. I think there's subtle changes, and because it kind of represents or appears as a weather phenomenon, it is actually sort of receptive to them. So any sort of thunderstorm might manifest itself in the piece as crackles.
Yeah.
It won't be as dramatic as lightning, but you'll definitely hear the lightning, the effects of it, as very slight crackles throughout the entire piece.
So how does Deluge, which I know you've been working on for a few years because you were a Free 103.9 Airtime Fellow back in 2009 and 10 with this project. But how does this piece compare to or relate to your body of work at large?
So in relation to the other sound sculptures, sound and light sculptures that I've done, it's handmade 100%, and the electronic components are completely exposed. They form the basis for the visual aesthetics, and I think appropriate in this context because each one of the modules appears as an antenna. And what can I say? It's like it's analog and digital technologies that have been kind of expanded to a more human scale rather than being tucked in an enclosure. And this is sort of a theme that runs through my work with handmade electronics in general.
Well, thank you. That's Philip Stearns from New York, who's exhibiting at the Greene County Council of the Arts in the show Transmittal, April 28th through June 2nd. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Galen.